If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to check in with Dean Richards. I don't know about you, Dean, but I could not believe the network news coverage of the Taylor Swift engagement yesterday.
I couldn't believe the coverage overall, network especially. I couldn't believe the emotional breakdowns people were having. like being reduced to puddles of tears.
Uh-huh.
Over somebody who they may admire, an artist whose music they may like, maybe even, love her as a person. But I don't think I would react that way if somebody I knew got engaged, if it felt like a family member or somebody. I'd be happy, but I don't think I would break down into tears the way I saw so many people reacting yesterday, and that may me just being grumpy old Uncle Dean with this, but I think it was pretty extreme. I think I speak for a lot of people with this. It's like, what in the world is going on?
the reaction, it was mainly Instagram, right?
Yeah, the crazy reaction was all online.
Yeah.
And maybe some of it was fake. But, for example, there's this Taylor Swift podcast that I didn't even know existed until about 2 hours ago. There are two hosts, and this is how they reacted to hearing the news.
I can't wait to watch Face the Nation and Meet the Press Sunday to see how they handle it. That'll be good. Did anyone notice anything about Michael Jackson's son?
Yeah, this every once in a while there's there's this other story that's going on when a big story like this happens. Yesterday, Michael Jackson's son Paris announced his engagement to his girlfriend of 8 years. So congratulations to them. I feel like I should scream or do something to show my my excitement. This is like the day that when Michael Jackson died.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that was an enormous story, but it also was the day that Farrah Fawcett died.
That's right.
And nobody paid attention to that. So it's just like one of those things in the old news cycle, I guess.
Let's talk music news and Radiohead.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. I mean, one of the longest running rock and roll bands of all time. Radiohead had in their long career of almost 50 years. They've only the other day scored their fourth song ever to appear on the Billboard Hot 100 song. It's not even a new song. It's a song from their 1997 album, OK Computer. The song is called Let Down, and it hit the number 91 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 because there are some videos on TikTok which are using the song, and so people became familiar with the song that way. Another way that, social media is taking over our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that they had a song on the Billboard Hot 100, it was their song Creep that topped out at number 34 back in 1993. I guess kind of like Grateful Dead and certain bands.
Mm-hmm.
That they just... they were not, they were super popular, like Radiohead is, but did not get on the charts.
Well, they're my favorite, and that song actually is one of my favorites, so this is one of the few times I will actually praise TikTok, because hopefully these younger people will be exposed to some great music. This makes me very happy.
Yeah, look at that, Amanda, Radiohead head.
Oh, they are my absolute favorite.
If one of them got engaged, would you scream and yell?
No, I'm actually more excited for Oasis tomorrow at Soldier Field than Taylor Swift.
That's going to be big. big. That's going to be a big show.
A lot of traffic. That's why Amanda's excited. And Dean has what's new on the stream for us.
Yes, we do. We have got this new series that sounds a little like Murder, She Wrote. Sounds a little like Only Murders in the Building. It is called The Thursday Murder Club, starring Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley. They are residents of a senior citizen community, and they, in their spare time, help solve cold case murders. That's going to be streaming starting tomorrow on Netflix. We've also got Taylor Kitsch back in action again. Brand new series on Amazon Prime called The Terminal List, Dark Wolf. He plays a disgraced Navy SEAL, offered a second chance of working for the CIA. We've got season two of the teen drama My Life with the Walter Boys that begins streaming tomorrow on Netflix. The fourth and final season of the dramedy Upload, where citizens of an online community trying to save their domain from a rogue piece of artificial intelligence. That one also is on Amazon Prime right now. If we've got any Meghan Markle fans out there, her series that is called With Love, Meghan begins season two right now on Netflix. There is a new documentary out. You know, we've had the Billy Joel documentary, so many really good rock and roll documentaries. How about one on the influential new wave band Devo? The new documentary for them begins streaming on Netflix. Also, we have got a new series with today's music superstars teaming up, the hottest K-pop performers with the hottest, pop performers all getting together. Megan Thee Stallion and the Korean singer Psy co-host the show, and it begins Friday on Apple TV Plus. And I also just wanted to bring to your attention the movie from 1989, The War of the Roses. This coming Friday, a new movie will open in theaters called The Roses, which is based on War of the Roses. It stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch. The movie from the 1980s was Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas, and it's about a one-time super-in-love couple whose perfect marriage turns into a vicious and dark and violent bitter divorce battle. It's an incredible movie. Danny DeVito's in it. And before you go see this new movie, The Roses, you might want to check out the original on this. It is streaming now on Amazon Prime.
I saw a post the other day about the health of Bruce Willis. Has something changed with him?
No, not really. His wife has been doing some interviews just talking about his condition. And she says that, you know, he occasionally will show his former self. Mm-hmm. In his dementia diagnoses. Occasionally, you see a little something that is the old Bruce Willis. But she says, for the most part, his health is good, but his brain is failing him. His language is going. Mm. They have learned to communicate with him in a different way other than words. But she says that she thinks he does recognize her. When she walks in the room, he lights up. When one of his five daughters show up, they're holding hands, they're kissing, they're hugging. He is reciprocating. So, you know, they're communicating with him in a different way. And although it's very different, and it unfortunately it's not going to get better, occasionally it does show some signs of hope. With this, that, you know, he's in there someplace. I mean, this is the cruelty of dementia, that it's hard on the person who's got it. It's mm-hmm. hard on the people who are the caregivers at the same time.
So sad. And apparently it's not really affecting his body. His mind, though, is that's the issue.
Yep.
Well, this sounds like quite a back-to-school treat you're going to be cooking up on TV in about an hour. Tell us about this.
Well, I was trying to come up with some, you know, some back-to-school recipes. And, you know, so, you know, I'm trying to balance off what do kids like to eat versus what kids should eat. You know, I mentioned the other day that if it were up to my nieces and nephews, they would simply eat chicken nuggets every day for the rest of their lives. But, you know, that's probably not the best idea. So I try to come up with something that kids would like, easy to handle, not messy. It's got some health value to it all. Kids love mac and cheese. So I've taken macaroni and cheese, mixed it in with some roasted chicken, not chicken nuggets, but some roasted chicken that I chopped up and almost hid inside of the macaroni and cheese, along with some shredded carrots that, again, you can barely see it in the in the cheese, and some roasted red peppers that I cut up, diced real small, and put in there. So there is some health value. There is some protein. The mac and cheese, I think kids would like. But what I did was put it inside of a burrito. So it's also hand, you know, like sort of finger food, or, you know, something the kids could take to school, or, you know, easily just grab one. It's super easy to make, and they turned out really delicious. So I'll show you how to make those and give you the full recipes for those coming up at 9:30. I think we have just a little correction also. And we were talking about the Michael Jackson's son, unfortunately, announcing his engagement the same day that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announced their engagement. Not unfortunate that he's getting engaged. It's just the timing of the whole thing. Apparently, I mentioned the wrong Jackson child's name. It is Prince Jackson, who is getting engaged now to his longtime girlfriend, Molly. So, you know, get all your Jackson kids straight. He's the oldest of the three kids. So,
and we will be watching on WGN TV in about an hour. So, good idea hiding healthy vegetables in that mac and cheese for the kids.
I'm all about sneaky cooking.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.